Like I say, thanks. Hawser was deciding that his first impression of Craiklin, that the man was a shit, was more or less correct. If he had been going to drop Zalin anyway, there was no reason for the fight to be to the death. Hawser could have bunked down in the shuttle or the hangar, or Zalin could have. One more person wouldn't have made the cat any more roomy for the time it took to get to Marduin. But it wouldn't have been for all that long, and they weren't going to start using up all the air or anything. Craiklin had just wanted a show. "I'm grateful to you," Hawser said, and raised the flask towards the captain briefly before inhaling again. He studied Craiklin's face carefully.
"So, tell me, what's it like working for these guys with the three legs?" Craiklin said, smiling and resting one arm on a shelf at the side of the couch bed. He raised his eyebrows. "Hmm? Aha," thought Hawser. He said, "I didn't have much time to find out. 50 days ago, I was still a captain in the Marines on Sladen. Don't suppose you've heard of it?" Craiklin shook his head. Hawser had been working on his story for the past 2 days, and knew that if Craiklin did check up, he would find there was such a planet. Its inhabitants were mostly humanoid, and it had recently fallen under Edirin's suzerainty. "Well, the Edirins were going to execute us because we fought on after the surrender, but then I was hauled out and told I'd live if I did a job for them. They said I looked a lot like this old guy they wanted on their side. If they removed him, would I pretend to be him? I thought, what the hell? What have I got to lose? So I ended up on this Sorpan place with this aging drug impersonating a government minister. I was doing all right too until this culture woman shows, blows my whole bloody act and nearly gets me killed. They were just about to bump me off when this Edirin cruiser came in to snatch her. They rescued me and captured her, and they were making their way back to the fleet when they got jumped by a GCU. I got stuffed into that suit and thrown overboard to wait for the fleet." Hawser hoped his story didn't sound too rehearsed. Craiklin stared into the flask he held, frowning. "I've been wondering about that."
He looked at Hawser.
"Why should a cruiser go in by itself when the fleet was just behind it?"
Hawser shrugged. "Don't really know myself. They hardly had time to debrief me before the GCU showed up. I guess they must have wanted that culture woman pretty badly and thought if they waited for the fleet to show, the GCU would have spotted it, picked up the woman and made a run for it." Craiklin nodded, looking thoughtful.
"Hmm. They must have wanted her awful bad. Did you see her?"
"Oh, I saw her all right, before she dropped me in it and afterward."
"What was she like?"
Craiklin furrowed his brows and played with the flask again.
"Tall, thin, sort of good-looking, but off-putting as well. Too damn smart for my liking.
I don't know, not much different from any culture woman I've seen. I mean, they all look different and so on, but she wouldn't have stood out."
"They say they're pretty special, some of these culture agents. Supposed to be able to do tricks, you know? All sorts of special adaptations and fancy body chemistry. She do anything special you heard of?"
Hawser shook his head, wondering where all this was leading.
"Not that I know of," he said.
Fancy body chemistry, Craiklin had said. Was the man starting to guess? Did he think Hawser was a culture agent or even a changer? Craiklin was still looking at his drug flask. He nodded and said,
"About the only sort of woman I'd have anything to do with, one of these culture ones. They say they really do have all these alterations, you know?"
Craiklin looked at Hawser and winked as he inhaled the drug.
"Between the legs? The men have these souped-up balls, right? Sort of recirculating? And the women have something similar too, supposed to be able to come for fucking hours. Well, minutes anyway."
Craiklin's eyes looked slightly glazed as his voice trailed off. Hawser tried not to appear as scornful as he felt.
"Here we go again," he thought.
He tried to count the number of times he'd had to listen to people, usually from third or low fourth-level societies, usually fairly human basic, and more often than not male, talking in hushed, enviously admiring tones about how it's more fun in the culture. Perversely coy, for once, the culture played down the extent to which those born into it inherited such altered genitalia. Naturally, such modesty only increased everybody else's interest, and Hawser occasionally became angry with humans who exhibited the sort of fawning respect the culture's quasi-technological sexuality so often engendered. Coming from Craiklin, it didn't surprise him a bit. He wondered if the man had had some cheap, culture-imitative surgery himself. It wasn't uncommon. It wasn't safe, either. Too often, such alterations were simply plumbing jobs, especially on males, and made no attempt to operate the heart and the rest of the circulatory system, at least to cope with the increased strain. In the culture, of course, that high performance was gene-affixed in. Such mimicking of this symptom of the culture's decadence had quite literally caused a lot of broken hearts. I suppose we'll hear about those wonderful drug glands next, Hawser thought.
Yeah, and they have those drug glands, Craiglin went on, eyes still unfocused, nodding to himself. Supposed to be able to take a hit of almost anything, any time they want, just by thinking about it. Secrete stuff that makes them high.
Craiglin stroked the flask he held.
You know they say you can't rape a culture woman.
He didn't seem to expect an answer. Hawser stayed silent. Craiglin nodded again.
Yeah, they've got class, those women. Not like some of the shit on this ship.
He shrugged and took another snort from the flask.
Still,